Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Evidently, Daniel approves of the last words of our Lord when he says, "Whoever receives one child such as me in my name receives me." It's true. You know, it's wonderful to have little guys because they know when to speak up just at the right point. The last little while, when our Lord ascended into heaven, you know, when we celebrated the Ascension, we reflected a little bit upon the glory of Christ. There's a twofold glory to our Lord. One is His glory, which is His by right from the beginning of time, because He is the second person of the Blessed Trinity. And through Him all things were made, and He is the King of the entire universe. That's one aspect of our Lord's glory. Another aspect of His glory is the glory which He acquired through His cross and resurrection. And if you think about it, that's a really odd way to acquire glory, by subjecting yourself voluntarily to the most ignominious of punishments, to be stripped and beaten and then hung upon the cross to suffer and to die and to be placed in a tomb. To think of that is a path to glory is somewhat odd, and it certainly goes against common sense thinking. You know, common sense isn't always the right way. It goes against common sense thinking, and yet it is true. That is how our Lord defeated the world, the flesh, and the devil. That is how our Lord saved us. And so when the disciples argue about which one of us is the best, you kind of think, you're wondering, are these adults or are they 11-year-olds? You know, I'm the strongest, I'm the best, I'm the greatest. If you remember, cast yourself back to your childhood, I bet you remember having arguments like that with your friends or cousins or brothers or sisters. But you probably haven't had those arguments since you were an adult. You know, you don't go into work and say, "I'm the greatest. I'm stronger than you. I'm smarter than you." And yet that's exactly what the apostles were doing. And Jesus told them, if you want greatness, if you want glory, it has to be like me. How do you achieve glory in this world and in the next? Take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow the Lord. That is how we achieve everlasting glory and the crown of sanctity in heaven. So be like Jesus. It's not so much what would Jesus do, but what would Jesus have us do? He would have us lay down our lives for one another. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.